The Ministry of Foreign Affairs hosted a national consultation yesterday, bringing together stakeholders from the public and private sectors to assess the Caribbean community, CARICOM's readiness to negotiate tariff liberalization commitments. During her address to the gathering, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sandy Peters-Phillips, said the consultation comes at a critical time for regional economies amid shifting global trade dynamics and the implementation of tariff measures under the America First trade policy. Peters-Phillips noted that for small developing economies like St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the assessment is a vital step towards building resilience and taking proactive steps in exploring new trade opportunities.
This readiness assessment comes at a critical time. As global trade dynamics continue to shift, the aftermath of trade wars and the reintroduction of tariffs, such as those recently instituted under the America's First trade policy, have created a less predictable and more competitive international environment. As small developing economies, it is essential that we position ourselves to be not only resilient, but proactive in pursuing new trade opportunities.
Peters-Phillips further explained that the initiative will help St. Vincent and the Grenadines scale up its export capacity and boost competitiveness.
Preliminary analysis of the implications of the recent U.S. trade policy has already begun to shape CARICOM's strategic response. Priorities include strengthening intra-regional trade and production integration, accelerating implementation of the CSME and the fast-tracking of the CARICOM Regional Industrial Policy and initiatives such as the 25 by 2025 Food Security Agenda. The readiness assessment is therefore not just timely, it is vital. It will enable us to scale up our export capacity, enhance our competitiveness, and ensure that we are well prepared to navigate the next chapter of international trade negotiations.
Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sandy Peters-Phillips. Meanwhile, addressing the consultation, Trade Policy Advisor at CARICOM Secretariat, Vincent Atkins, outlined the focus of the readiness study. Atkins explained that the assessment will identify the region's key trade interests, including products for tariff reductions and priority exports to safeguard in negotiations with international partners.
Focus of the study entails an identification of our offensive interests. That is, what are the products that we have an interest in exporting to other countries that we wish those countries to remove their barriers, and in particular, tariff barriers. On the other side, our defensive interests would reflect what are those products that we wish not to liberalize, so that even if we were to engage in a trade arrangement with an external partner, what are the sensitive products that we wish to protect, to guard? In the past, generally, those products have been mainly agricultural products.
Trade Policy Advisor at CARICOM Secretariat, Vincent Atkins. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.